This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Thank you. children another hand praying for praise. They say better days. Better days are coming. But then she said, I see it. I believe that better days are coming. See, too many times we accept the place where we at, and the word of God says that the just shall live by faith. So we need to see these better days already here. We need to see that these days have already manifested itself. We need to see it before we even receive it and know that better days are coming. Amen. These kids really bless the Lord today. They really sung out of their spirit and out of their soul, and they came in today with, from the start of this service, they came in with encouragement. The first song they told us to hold on. Everything gonna be all right. All you gotta do is hold on to God's unchanging hand. No matter how the wind blows, just hold on just a little while longer. And then they sung, how I will trust in the Lord. See, we got to be mindful of what we trust in Him. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, we need to know that our trust needs to stay in the Lord. And then they went on to dance. Even with the dance, it said, I believe. I believe that it's already done. See, I'm just waiting on the manifestation of some things that God has already promised me. See, and you know, even though the enemy comes in and try to shake things up and make your doubt and make your focus get out, I'm going to still hold on and believe that it's already done. And then they ended it with better days. Some of us have been going through so many trials and so many tribulations, and we just wonder, Lord, how long? Lord, how much more? It seems like you get out of one storm and here comes another. But I still stand here to tell you, better days are coming, amen? You know, whenever I'm given the opportunity to bring forth the word, I don't take it lightly, and I don't want to get up here and try to bring out this and that, but I want to be a person that's going to encourage you through the word of God. If there's ever a time the body of Christ needs to be encouraged, it's now. When you look around in this world, you got so much turmoil, so much trouble, so much just everything going on. You look in the White House and you see all this injustice stuff going on, and you wonder, Lord, how long? You know, it seems like the people are making the wrong things right and the right things wrong. You know, it's like, you know, if I do wrong, I'm accepted, but if I try to do right, I'm outcast. You know, when I look and I think about the things that are going on, I think about Habakkuk. Yeah. That was the time he was in the place.
All right now.
Things was going on, corruption going on, and he was crying out to the Lord, and it seemed like the Lord just wasn't hearing what he was saying. How many know things happen in God's appointed time? And we just need to hold on. Let's go to God in prayer. Father in heaven, we come to you just to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, oh God, for everything that has taken place here in your home today, oh God. We thank you for the praise, oh God. We thank you for the worship. But most of all, God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, oh God, that you saw fit, oh God, to give us one more day on top of the land and not up under the land, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for being clothed in our right mind today, oh God. Now, Lord God, it's time that your word go forth, oh God. And I ask you, oh God, to use me, oh God. Use me as your vessel, oh God. Word my mouth, oh God. And Lord God, go before me and condition the hearts of your people to receive your word, oh God. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and thank God. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I ask that you turn to me, as I said, to the book of Habakkuk. We know that Habakkuk was a prophet. And a prophet is a person who speaks for God and makes known his will, a person qualified by God to be his spokesman to men. They don't always exercise or use their prophetic power only when God told them to speak. They had to be holy men dedicated to God's service, men of habitual prayer, and who gave themselves to quiet contemplation to wait on revelation. Amen. If you have it, I ask that you stand and let's read the word of God together. Chapter 2. We're going to read chapter 2, 1 through 4. I still hear some pages turning, so we're going to hold up a little while. When you have the word of God, everybody say amen.
Amen.
And it reads, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Say that again. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. But the just shall live by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Simple thing other than to hold on. You know, when I was looking back over my notes last night, Devin came in the room and he said, what's your text? I said, I don't have one. You know, all the time, God don't give us a title for our subject, but when he came in today and all the things that was going forth today, the message was just hold on.
Right?
You know, when we went through 2019, kind of like the end of 2019, it's like all hell broke loose. We had killing after killing. We had murder after murder. We had this crime after that crime. You know, and we were just like, I don't know what y'all already know what's going on.
Hold on.
But you know, the word of God said, just hold on.
Hold on.
A change was going to come. You know, so we look and here it is, a brand new year. And some of us have been given things and promised things and they hadn't come to pass yet, but I just want to tell you today, just hold on. When I look at this here, book of Habakkuk and this prophet, you have to start back in verse 1, chapter 1, to really understand what's going on in chapter 2. And it starts off saying that the burden which Habakkuk, or the prophet, did see. You see, the things that was going on in that time is somewhat what's going on with us now. He was at a time and a place where things was just all out of sort, all of whack. Things was happening, and he just didn't understand. And the Bible says he was burdened, that God, being a God that sits high and look low, a God that knows all and sees all, and yet he wasn't doing anything to punish the sin and stuff that was going on. We find that Judah was being very sinful. They were doing all kind of stuff. They was robbing, they was killing, they was just being immoral, just grossly lost in sin. And sometimes when we look around today, we find it look like sin is just overruling, it's just taking over. You know, we a lot of times, even in our life, we know to do right, but we just find ourselves, as Paul says, the things I know not to do, that's the things I find myself doing. You know, because why? Sometimes sins feel good to us, but in the end, it's not good. He said the violence was terrible, iniquity, immortality, gross behavior, wickedness. It was just all over the land. And Habakkuk, he cried out to the Lord, and he said, said, how long will it be allowed to go unpunished? You know, even when we look in the White House today, we sometimes say, how in the world can that man do all this stuff and it don't seem like he gonna ever be punished? But know that God is in control. And God got his time that he gonna deal with him in the way he see fit to deal with him. But then also we gotta understand that nothing gets by God. I just said he's an all-knowing, all-seeing God. So everything that's happening, he's allowing it to happen. And he's allowing it for a reason, because just like it's happening, he can stop it from happening. The same God that allowed all the other people to get in the White House is the same God that allowed Obama to get there. The same God allowed Trump to get there. And it's a reason why all this stuff is going on. We just got to hold on to see what it's all about. He said, how long will it be allowed to go on unpunished? Feeling that God wasn't hearing his prayers. How many times have you prayed for something and you prayed for it and you prayed for it and you believed and you trusted God and it just seemed like wasn't nothing happening? He just wasn't moving. The situation was getting worse. Instead of getting better, I think about the woman with the issue of blood. I'm pretty sure she was praying for healing, you know, because it said she spent all she had, so therefore she didn't accept the thing that had been put on her, but she wanted better. So she kept going and she kept going and she kept going until she utilized everything she had because she wanted this plague taken out of her. You know, and sometimes we want to stop in the middle of the situation instead of holding on to God's unchanging hand and keep on pressing and keep on seeking and keep on just laying out before you the Lord and crying out saying, Lord, help me. And then when God came back to her with an answer for Habakkuk, he confused him even more, because he told him that the Babylonians was going to be who he used to correct the things in Judah. Now, how am you going to take some evil people to correct evil people? Amen? You know, the things of God sometimes don't make sense to us. You know, I'm on my job, Edna, and I don't like you, but yet and still I'm studying at you. But you know what? God is using me to help you.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we might need a little bit more impatience. Sometimes we may need a little bit more endurance. Sometimes we may need a little bit more long-suffering. Yeah. You know, I want right now. I want my change to go right now. But then God say, I ain't giving it to you right now. Because if I give it to you right now, you ain't conditioned to handle it. So guess what? I'm going to have to let you stew in this thing. I'm going to have to put a little bit more on you because I need you to seek and trust me. Just a little bit more. Amen. So here we find Habakkuk in chapter 2. And he said, I will stand upon my watch. And I will set myself upon the tower. He found himself in a place where I'm going to go out to myself. I'm no longer going to focus in on these things, but I'm going to get myself in a quiet place where I can hear God. Too many times we keep ourselves in the hustle and the bustle of life, and we don't spend enough quality time in prayer, enough quality time in fasting, enough quality time in just, like I say, seeking the face of God. So how can I know what God is saying if I'm not looking for him? If I'm not searching for him? If I'm not seeking him? I'm just sitting here waiting on my own strength. He said, I will go and set myself in the tower. I'm going to put myself in a place where I can hear from God. That lets me know daily we need to find time to set aside to spend with God. And then we don't need to just spend the time, but we need to sit and listen for the voice of God. see what he will say. So he gonna sit there and he gonna wait till he hear from God. And what shall I answer when I am reproved? See, one thing about God, when he answers you or he instructs you to do something, he ain't gonna do it half-hearted. He gonna give you the instructions on how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, all that. If he wants you to go up with somebody, he gonna even put them in your spirit as who you need to work with. If you think I'm lying, look at Moses. When he told Moses to build the ark, did he not give him full instructions on how to do it? He told him what to use. Even here in this lesson today, he told Habakkuk in 3, he says, in 2, he says, write the vision. What vision? The vision that I'm giving you. See, so he told him what he wanted him to do. He told him how to do it. He told him what kind of tables to write it on. And then he said, make it plain.
Yeah, all right.
See, a lot of times we want to use our education, but he said, make it plain. Say, make it plain. Too many times we want to make things be more difficult than what it really is. See, when I hear the instructions of God and I apply them the way God told me to, I can help you. You can help me. Why? Because we have the mind and the thoughts of God at that time, and we can help you one another. He says that so they that read it and understand it and run with it, they gonna be helpful to the others. He said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. See, an appointed means that it's a dedicated time. It's decided on beforehand. See, we want to, again, like I said, we want that pop, pop, pop. God's time, it ain't our time. His ways ain't our ways. His thoughts ain't our thoughts. And he ain't going to set himself up with our time. Dottie Peoples made a song. She said, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when we want it, but he's always on time. His timing is not our timing. He says, Hebrews 10 and 13 says, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. That's an assurance, y'all. Whatever God has promised us, we can stand still and know it's going to happen. It may not be tomorrow, it may not be next month, it may not be next year, but it's going to happen. That's an assurance, y'all. He said, though it tarry, to wait for it. Tarry means sometimes it's a little bit delayed. But a delay is not a denial. Amen. You know, again, like I say, some of us have been given visions of businesses. Some of us have been given visions of new homes, new cars, new jobs, and we hadn't yet received those visions to come to pass. But still, wait for it. If God said it, he gonna do it. You can believe, and you know, because again, man say, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that, and fail every time. But God is a God of assurance, y'all. He said, but at the end, it shall speak. And that means whatever it's intended to do, it will do. It's going to surely come. You know, here Habakkuk again, you know, I'm pretty sure, like some of us,
don't care.
matter what report you get, hold on. Hold on. Know that God is able to do everything but fail. Know that there's nothing too God hard for God. Know that while you're trying to figure it out, he's already working it out. Know that if he brought you to it, he can bring you through it. Know that we gotta believe when it don't make sense. We gotta trust when it look like we're going under. We gotta reach out and just like, my God, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou will withdraw them, say, where should I go? We gotta know that there's nothing and nothing and nothing and nothing that can separate us from the love of God. He said, if you make your bed in hell, I'm there. If you're on the mountaintop, I'm there. Dyson sings a song, he's there all the time. In the jail house, he's there. In the hospital room, he's there. In the outhouse, he's there. In the White House, he's there. In the courthouse, he's there. He's there, y'all. In every situation you find yourself in, he's there. He's there, y'all. Psalms 27 and 14 says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Then Isaiah 40 and 31 says, but they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. You see, when we're being empowered by God, we can do anything. We can go through Becker's Valley and come out as pure gold. And see, and we got to realize, you know, sometimes when we're going through the fire, he's just pruning us. He's just burning some imperfections off us. He's perfecting us, y'all. But no matter what comes, no matter what goes,
let us hold on. If you're not holding, though, on to Jesus now, this is your hour to catch hand. Catch his hand. Once you catch hand, you hold him. You ain't got to worry about him holding you. If you confess to Christ, the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that Jesus rose from the dead and he's the Son of God. He died, he was buried, and then he rose again. If you believe that in your heart, just come and confess it to God through your mouth, from your heart. And the Lord say, I'll save you.
Yes, Lord.
Then you can hold him. And you can draw nigh to him. And he'll draw nigh to you. Are you here today?
Yes.
Just come. Greatest step you could ever make. If you're already saved, you just want this special anointing from God, you're in the right place to receive it. We walk by faith and not by sight. Come now. This is your opportunity. Come for fellowship. Come now. It's your opportunity.
Yes.
Hold on, though. When Jesus come back, break those clouds. Whatever you're doing, just hold on to it. Keep on doing it. He's waiting for you right now. Can you hold on just for a little while? Minister Grace, she laid it out clear. We can't be making mistakes and expect God to keep on blessing us. Whenever you overcome in a fault, the Bible, just go in the secret closet and confess it to God. He's faithful and just to forgive us any sin in our life. He said it out of his own mouth. Hold on. Hold on. He's waiting. Will there be just, if, even if it's just one,
yeah.
Come now, while the blood is still flowing through your veins, let God do it for you. When you came out of Beckett Valley, God proved himself to you that he was able to do all things. We thank God for you today. May God bless and keep you. And let this year be the best year of our life. 2020, let it be the best year of our life. Let everybody in here strive to be the best that's possible for us to be through the power of the Spirit of God in Jesus' name. Let's be it. Don't let nobody pull you down. If they're not exalting you, ignore them and get them around them because they're dangerous. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. So if they're not lifting you, get them around them. But they're dangerous. God bless.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Yeah.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m.